This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. The theme of a forecast from the National Interagency Fire Center out today is above normal, as in many parts of the country can expect above normal potential for significant wildfires in the coming months. The number of acres burned year to date is about 20% higher than the 10-year average. Every time a major wildfire burns through a town, it can seem kind of random which homes burn down and which ones survive. It turns out one factor that accounts for some of that difference is building codes, and getting owners to bring older homes up to code isn't easy. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
In the mid-1980s, Jim and Ann Pisote fell in love with 10 acres of land in the forest in Northern California. They bought it and started building a house.
We built the furniture and the cabinets and pounded almost all the nails.
Almost 30 years later, in September 2015, Ann was at work, Jim was at home.
And someone called Jim and said, you know, get out. And he looked up and saw there were flames behind the house and said, okay, I should pack.
They'd evacuated before, and their house had always been fine, so they weren't really worried. But this fire, the Butte Fire, was huge and fast-moving, and it destroyed more than 500 homes, including theirs.
We had redwood deck around the outside of the house, and we had cedar siding, which we had just oiled. So
our house was a big tiki torch, is really what it was, and the fire came up and lit it up.
Eventually, the Pisotes had a new house built. It's a lot different than their old one.
There's no wood on the outside of our new house. It's surrounded by a concrete patio.
The chimney is rock. The roof is metal. We have a slab foundation, and there's no vents up into any attic space that we have.
A lot of those design choices weren't really choices. All new houses in fire-prone areas of California now have to meet strict building codes designed to make them less likely to burn. Since 2008, the state's had rules about keeping a certain amount of space around homes clear of trees and brush, rules about what materials people can use for their roofs.
Rules for siding, rules for vents, rules for decks and fences.
Judson Boomhauer is a professor at the University of California, San Diego. A recent study he worked on, published by the National Bureau of Economic Research, found those requirements have made a big difference.
And there's also pretty clear benefits to your neighbors if you live in a dense area.
The study found newer homes in California that are built to code are 40% more likely than older homes to survive a major wildfire. But only about 1 million homes in the state have been built since those codes went into effect, says Dan Dunmoyer at the California Building Industry Association.
That means that there's approximately 13.5 to 14 million California homes that have not been built to these safety codes.
Older homes are grandfathered in. California does not require people who own them to do any kind of retrofitting. And not many are doing it voluntarily.
Retrofitting homes is going to be more expensive than building a home from start.
Kimiko Barrett at the nonprofit research group Headwaters Economics says the only way California is going to get a significant number of people to bring older homes up to code will be to mandate it.
But having said that, you can't do that without providing homeowner subsidies for those homeowners to actually pay for those costs, because we do know that not everyone can afford what it's going to take to meet these mitigation measures.
In the absence of mandates and subsidies, Amy Bach at the nonprofit United Policyholders says there is another way to get people to make upgrades voluntarily: their insurance premium.
Give them a discount for replacing their roof, or give them a discount for maintaining defensible space, or for replacing their windows.
Until recently, insurance companies didn't do that. But some are starting to. And Bach says that's a big incentive for homeowners, especially in high fire risk areas where premiums have skyrocketed.
In a perfect world, people would do everything they could to make it less likely that their house was going to be destroyed. But in this world, where people are typically on limited budgets, generally there has to be some trigger that gets people to spend money on something that normally would not be a priority.
Jim and Ann Pisote just moved into their new home about 6 months ago, more than 5 years after their old one burned. Meeting the building code requirements cost them a lot of money, but
I'm actually glad that California has all of these regulations that require that we build it in a certain way so that we will be safe in there. They did us a big favor.
They sleep better at night now, Pisote says, knowing their new house is a lot less likely to burn. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.